Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I help you?
Vicky, I
yes,
had a
sir?
charge on my checking account through a card, and I don't
okay.
know what it is, 5989.
Okay, I'd be more than happy to help you with that today, sir. May we start by you giving me your zip code so I can see if I can locate your account, please?
70665.
And what's your first and last name, please?
Clark Weidman, W-I-D-E-M-A-N.
Okay, Mr. Weidman. I don't see an account just yet. That doesn't mean you don't have one with one of our vendors. Can I try your phone number in lieu of that zip code?
Huh. Well, I guess I could give it to you. I'm questioning.
I understand. I definitely understand, sir. This is a third-party call center, Clark, and we provide customer support for several online vendors. The procedure is normally when you call in, your zip code usually pulls up a roster of people, and then if your name is on that list, we identify your account. Then we ask you to verify your shipping address for security on the account. Now, sometimes the zip code doesn't always pull up an account, so we go in the order of zip code, phone number, email address. We even try your first and last name, and if all else fails, we ask for the first six and last four of the card to see if you're in our database. So I'm simply going through the procedure to try and locate your account so I can assist you, sir.
Okay. So what is Rare Health Plan?
I don't know and won't know until I pull up your account, sir. I know that amount is one of the vendors because I'm familiar with that amount of $59.89, but we have, like I said, over 50 different vendors, so I don't know which one you have an account with, and I won't know until I locate your account, sir.
Well, what if I tell you I don't have an account and that's a fraudulent charge?
Okay.
What would you do?
I would suggest that you do have an account, and if you have a charge and this phone number, then you have an account, sir, whether it's beknownst to you or not. You may more than likely, it sounds like you did one of those surveys and signed up for a free gift and got charged for something else. Now, I can't discuss the account. We can sit here and hypothesize all day long. Are you going to give me your phone number so I can try to find your account, sir?
I think I'm just going to go to my bank and
okay.
just claim it's fraud.
Okay, now let me
ridiculous.
Warn you on this. Let me warn you about that as well. When a lot of times when you guys dispute the charges, when they see that it's something that you actually ordered, and they call us to verify your information, 9 times out of 10, y'all lose the dispute, but you go ahead and do what you want to do, Mr. Clark. Thank you for calling customer support. I tried to assist you. I understand if you're leery. I might be too. But
if you don't have my phone number and I give it to you, then I'm giving you information.
That will probably pull up an account.
That would go
sir.
Counter to my dispute.
Well, I mean, if you have an account, you have an account. Once I pull up your account, it's going to see your email,
you my,
your address, and all
you,
of that.
Yeah, I'll give you my name. And I think
okay.
that should be sufficient.
Well, it's
it
not
up,
in this case because
think?
That's not how, well, I mean, in a perfect world, maybe, but this is a call center, sir. We have hundreds of thousands of calls all day, and it's a whole bunch of people with the same name, so that does not narrow it down, sir. But
no,
it's up to you,
think,
Mr. Clark. It's up
I
to you.
I don't think that you're going to have the same person with my name.
Well, maybe not.
You don't have my name. Now, what about if you look up my wife's name and see if my wife's name comes up?
Because names don't always pull up accounts, sir. We could try it if you want me to. But, I mean, I'm telling you what we need, the procedure we use to locate accounts. Zip code, if that doesn't pull it up, phone number. If that doesn't pull it up, email. If you have an order number, that would help. But
well,
it's up to you.
All you're doing is getting information to improve the dispute.
All I'm doing is getting information to pull up an account, sir. I'm trying to assist you, sir. Okay, we've been on the
phone
4.5 minutes now. Thank you.
Let me give you my phone number, 337-292-7033.
Thank you. Still don't see it.
Well, then I don't have an account. It's fraud.
Okay,
how
sir.
About that?
Okay. How about I transfer you over to a supervisor and they continue to look for your account?